Good morning. We continue Chayyadim, Klal Laman Aleph, the halachas of Kavod Svarim. And the Chayyadim mentioned in Simen Mem Vav the Isser of being mashed in Mayim if they Svarim, person relieving himself in the presence of Svarim. So let's talk about some of those halachas. So the halacha is that a person is not allowed to be Armid Lifnei Neshem Hashem Arum, and that therefore extends as well to person cannot be Megalas Erva in front of Kisei Kodesh. Now, for this purpose of Erva, there's an Erva which is an issue of Hirur. The certain parts of the body are considered, they arouse Hirur, and certain parts of the body are considered to be intrinsic elements of Erva. Specifically, the organs which are the reproductive organs of a body are considered to be the Erva. So that's Usur no matter what. Other parts of the body, which are not intrinsic erva, they're erva because of hearer issues. So a woman, for example, is allowed to nurse in the presence of svarim. The fact that she's being megala part of her body is not problematic in regards to this issue of kavod svarim. Now, in regards to the erva of a katan, which is relevant, we mentioned when we learned that halacha, this is relevant to the issue of changing diapers in the presence of svarim. So up to the age of a boy, up to the age of 9, and a girl up to the age of 3, it does not have a din of erva, and therefore mikra din is going to be permitted for these purposes if it's needed. He does say at the end that nogula hachmir. Now, nogula hachmir is based on a Ramah. The Ramah is actually in Hilchos Shabbos. The Ramah says in Siman Ayin Resh Hey that there was a minig not to allow the children to run around unclothed in front of the Neir Shabbos because of Bizi Mitzvah. Now, the argument is a Kal V'Chomer if that's true in regards to Neir Shabbos, Kal V'Chomer that should be true in front of the presence of the Svarim. So, Rabbi, the Mechaber of the Sefer, Rabbi Feinhandler, Yecheskel Feinhandler, his father, Rabbi Solpesa Feinhandler, has a series of tshuvas called Avnei Yoshve, Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, Yoshve. So he has a tshuva about this, and he says that it's also to change a child's diaper in the presence of Svarim. Because of this issue. And he's responding to a tshuva from the Machzor Leo, from Rav Falk, Rav Pesach Leo Falk, Shlita in Gateshead, where Rav Falk has a long series of tshuvas where he says that it cannot be that it's usur. Historically, they lived in their houses, they were one-room houses, they had some svarim, they had to change the child, they had to clean the child. This Ramah, which says you cannot leave them, child running around, orum, if they are eris. So it was Friday night, it was in the house, and you had to change the diaper. What did? You took the kid outside into the freezing cold. Obviously, you change the diaper inside of the house. So the Ramah doesn't mean from the temporary act of having him uncovered. It's just the idea of just totally allowing the child to run around without addressing the idea of he should be having the element of being covered. That is inappropriate, and that is true, that is inappropriate for the purpose of Svarim as well. But the temporary act of changing a child's diaper, uncovering it for that purpose, cannot mean the Ramah meant that was usur. I'm just quoting a short tamsis of the tshuva. The tshuva is quite lengthy. So a person lives in a small house, and one of the areas which is available for him to change the child's diaper, the limited areas which are available he would have to be doing in the presence of Svarim, so a child would be allowed to do that. We were allowed to do that because in regards to the issue of uncovering the erva. So now there's another issue of being oisit tzrocha b'fnei ha-Svarim. So so a person has to, that would raise the question of you're being megala the tzoya of the child in the presence of the svarim. And sometimes when a child is uncovered, in that situation, he actually relieves himself. So Rav Falk addresses those as well. So if he says, if you have another option where to change the child, you should do so. But he brings multiple rayas that in the situation of the tzayah which is there, because of the momentary nature of the process, is not going to be prohibited. For an adult, however, even a situation where a person wanted to relieve himself, and they didn't have facilities like we have, so he needs to cover the swarm before he does that. And we have an issue of the person's erva being visible in front of the swarm, which is for an adult, is prohibited as well. So halacha lemaisa, a person has a need to change the swarm, change a child in front of the presence of swarim, the meaning is to be mekel, and Rav Falk does come out that that's true, and he does point out if it's possible, also to cover the swarim, to come up with another option, a person should try and consider to do so, if it's possible, without a tremendous amount of, without significant tircha. Have a good day.